You've done a lot of these. Any secrets to being able to sustain yourself all the way through camp?
Just be, you know, after the football season, be willing to do things that you weren't willing to do the year before, and just be willing to step outside the box and put more strain on yourself each year so that, you know, when you come into the camp each time, it's a little different. For me, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know, so I'm constantly trying to think of ways to put my body, you know, in as much strain as possible in the off season, so that when I come here, it's not as tough.
People think of training camp as on the field, but it's almost as rigorous in those classrooms and in the meeting rooms, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, football is so much mental. I mean, you'd be surprised if you were just a normal person walking into the building. But you challenge yourself every day to get better in both areas. And, you know, you try to carry over what you're learning in the film room to the field. So every day is a constant grind. You can never get complacent because, you know, when you get complacent, you'll fall in each category.
Chad looked really comfortable out there in those drills. I can see by the smile on your face. Are you excited to see what he brings now coming into camp as the starter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said before, just as comfortable as it is for me to see him in there, it's good for him because he knows what it is going into the season. And that's what I've been saying the whole time. He went out there. He got better today. We got better as an offense. And so it's just a grind of every day of just continuing to get better.
I wasn't surprised when the first team drill was focused on the running game. You know, I mean, with all the attention they focused on that, how did you think that went? And did that, is that what you expected as well, the focus on the running game here too?
No question. I mean, one of our biggest emphasis going into this year is continuing to grow in that aspect, getting our big guys up front to run and getting to a point to where we trust each other from the center to the guard to the tackle, and tackle to me. Like, we have to trust each other. And, you know, regardless if we're running the gap scheme, outside zone, inside zone, we're going to need each other. We're going to have to trust that we're going to be there.
When Vic was here, he always used to talk about young Lions, and I saw one of those matchups early. I saw Allen Robinson against Demetrius McCray. When you look around the roster, there are a lot of young Lions here, aren't there?
There are, man, and if you look around the roster, I mean, it's so competitive, and the parity is so good. It's so good this year, and everybody's competing, and that's just going to make us better.
Makes an old line hungry too, doesn't it?
No question. That keeps me going. And if you look in our room, I have all young guys in my room. So I got to stay on top of my game, not only to lead those guys, but to lead myself. You know, I put so much pressure on myself to be great, not good, but great. So, you know, it's good for me.